This is Lucy Du with the latest from CRI News. Local reports surfacing out of the Maldives are suggesting residents of the island archipelago witnessed a low-flying jetliner in the early morning hours on March 8th, the same day the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 disappeared. A local news website is reporting residents of a remote island in the chain reported seeing a white aircraft with red stripes on it flying unusually low towards the southern tip of the Maldives around 6:15 a.m. local time. The time being reported would coincide to around the time it would have taken for the missing Malaysian Airlines jet to make it from its last reported position over Malaysia to the Maldives. So far, investigators have yet to confirm these reports. Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared shortly after takeoff on March the 8th with 239 passengers and crew on board, 154 of whom are Chinese. Investigators have since determined the flight was deliberately diverted after the plane's transponders were shut off. The Chinese government is moving to allow direct trading between the yuan and the New Zealand dollar. The announcement has been made by Premier Li Keqiang following a meeting with New Zealand Prime Minister John Key here in Beijing. Direct currency trading is being launched on the interbank foreign exchange market starting as of today. The New Zealand dollar has become the 10th foreign currency that can be directly traded against the yuan here in China. Two more cases of H7N9 strain of bird flu are being reported here in China. One of the new cases is a 75-year-old woman from the city of Chenzhou in Hunan. The other is a 73-year-old man from Shenzhen who is in critical condition. At the same time, a group of people in the same district in Shenzhen are also under observation after a 5-year girl from Hong Kong developed symptoms after staying with her family there. There have been over 120 cases of H7N9 reported here in China so far this year. At least 36 have died. The Baltic state of Estonia is calling on the European Union to step up its sanctions against Russia, suggesting an arms embargo should be the next step forward. Estonia's foreign minister has told local media the idea of an arms embargo has been discussed briefly. However, Urmas Paet says no final decision amongst EU members have been made. The discussion of an arms embargo follows an initial round of sanctions imposed on 21 individuals from Russia and Crimea following Sunday's referendum, which has seen voters in Crimea vote nearly 97% in favour of seceding from Ukraine. The discussion surrounding new sanctions comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin officially signed a new decree to absorb the Crimean region into the Russian Federation. The latest United Nations report is suggesting there are no signs of the violence subsiding in Syria. The analysis is based on an investigation by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry of Syria. Based on hundreds of interviews and evidence collected between mid-July and January of this year, the group has told the UN Human Rights Commission that civilians are repeatedly victims of acts of terrorism. The report suggests bombings targeting civilians by non-state armed groups have caused extensive damage and casualties across Syria. The analysis also contends the fighting has become fragmented and localized, with the emergence of multiple front lines involving different parties with shifting priorities. The report also suggests these groups, both pro- and anti-government factions, have no fear of being held accountable for their actions. It recommends countries which have influence to take the lead in bringing both sides to the negotiating table. The ruling coalition government of Kyrgyzstan has collapsed. This follows the withdrawal of a junior coalition partner who has been accusing the country's prime minister of corruption. The Atamekan, or Fatherland Party, says Prime Minister Umurbek Babunov has exhausted his moral authority to hold the position. Babunov has been accused of accepting a $1.5 million racehorse in exchange for granting a Turkish company a construction contract. Babunov has denied the claims. He and his cabinet will remain in control of the Kyrgyz government until the new elections are held. New reports are suggesting a leading Chechen terrorist has been killed. The Chechen authorities in southern Russia say Islamic militant Doku Umarov has been killed in a special operation. A video by a man purporting to be Umarov's successor has also been released on the internet. However, Russia's anti-terrorism committee has yet to confirm Umarov's death. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.